For most of you, you only know thoughts. That is the only instrument you have been using rampantly to live life since birth, and that is why you have a lot of problem and suffering. And because of that, you cannot develop the ability to be aware. It is because when your thoughts are so rampantly proliferating, you hardly got any space between thoughts to experience the silence.
So pay attention to this sentence, space between thought, okay? You know why or not? When you don't have space between thought means what? You think a lot. That's not. When you are not thinking, there is space there. So space is energy, your awareness energy. When you got no space, your brain is cluttered with thought, understand or not? And they are all egoic, deluded, understand or not? With the evil root, with all the psychological memory that you accumulate and cling on to, hold on to, how not to get into trouble, understand or not? How not to have all this suffering, misery, affliction, go into depression and all those things, understand or not? So when you start to understand, that's why after I share this, a lot of the Kayamita laugh at that time. Because that time cannot see. They do thought based and still not hear, not say. Okay, continue. Very good.
5.3.10, the space between thoughts. Can remember? The space between thoughts, which we discussed at our recently concluded Cameron Highlands retreat.
Again, it's Cameron Highland Retreat. So now, you listen.
When you think continuously, until you have no more space between thoughts, hence there is no more clarity of mind to be aware. Because you are so preoccupied with the thoughts, and this space between thoughts, which is very important, is not there. Between two thoughts, first and the second thought, there is this space in between. When you have this space, you can then realize that this space is silence, peace, and tranquility, leading to stillness. When you are without thoughts, this is what you will experience. This space between thoughts can only be realized by the true cultivator of the way. And they are so different because this is full living. And most of the time, you are constantly aware and ever mindful. So this is the part. If you cannot understand, because you never meditate until your mind is so quiet and so still, then you can never understand what sati is. For sati can only be understood when you had realized it. The moment the form and mind realize it, you will know what sati is. No need any words or explanation. So the space between thoughts is very important. Reason why J. Krishnamurti said, awareness on the other hand is not self-induced, nor it is the outcome of a practice. Who practice? The thought practice meditation. That's why it is different. Because the real sati is without thought. Do you understand?
So? Very clear, yeah. So earlier on here, when I describe, you can then realize, page 224, last few sentences, you can then realize this space between thought. So what is this space? This space is silent, peaceful, and tranquil, or tranquility leading to stillness. And what is this? Your true mind, Your true mind is without thought, you are aware. That is your awareness. That is your true mind is tranquil, still. Nothing inside there, understand? That's why when you are able to complete this silence, then this clarity, tranquility, stillness, they will arise. Understand? And this is your true mind. That's why this awareness nature is aware. This one is not a being, no. It cannot come out and live life, no. It cannot talk, no. No word, no concept, nothing, no. But this one has a lot of energy. Awareness space, which is the higher intelligence that create thought. Understand? Thought is a byproduct from there. When you shrink the awareness spacious, then you input the content, that's why thought arise. And this is limited. Understand? Because it is only functioning within that space, which is the small space you perceive, with the content inside. Outside of it, you cannot be aware. Like I say, man can only do one thing at a time. When you are lost in thought, you cannot be aware. So if your thought continuously proliferate, how can you be aware? Where you are so preoccupied with the sankhara sanya, understand? No? Your reaction, your fear, your phobia, your whatever excitement and all that. But that one is the one that actually imprison you, understand? Prevent you from having the awareness to understand what is going on. It's just like the other example last time I used to give. When you are at the ground level of Binjang Town, let's say, yeah? When you are standing there, then you see a lot of car, a lot of traffic, a lot of human beings like, walking around with it. You are lost inside there, isn't it? Because you don't have the energy or the horizon to see what is going on as well. Let's say you go to a higher place, like our Sanbaosi, then you look down. What do you see? You see all the movement, understand? Then when the car or the traffic or the ship from one direction turning that side, then the incoming direction, there is another vehicle on collision course. You know, isn't it? Correct? Or? You say, see liao, going on collision. But those fellow down there don't know, understand? Or? The driver here also don't know, there also, people on the ground also know. Until, bam! Understand? Ah, then, what is happening? Everybody now got video camera. Oh. Instead of helping people, take photo first. Understand? So, the energy, when you are aware, means you are spatial, where you are at higher energy level, understand? With the clarity to look down. That's why when you have awareness to observe, everything like slow motion, understand? Then you can understand why living beings like ants, eh? Busy, hectic, yeah? Everything like stressful in a state of what? Urgency, like no time one, understand? Everything also running around. But of course, you can also see tourists enjoying themselves, lah, understand? Lah? But they are also at the same level, you know? Even you have pickpocket nearby also, he don't know, understand? But you up there, you can see, oh, hey, the pickpocket doing all this. Still so many, right? You can see. That's why sometimes you say you dream, you got message from up there. You know what is up there? No? What is up there? Heavenly being, not Deva. Sometimes this Deva may be related to you, so he want to help you. But he cannot contact you, you know, because you don't have awareness and all those abilities. So what he come into your dream, sometimes give you a sign. Then you say, wow, my sixth sense very accurate. Actually, your friend up there helped you, he saw already the conditioning, you are going to get into trouble. That's why sometimes he say, don't go up that plane. Understand? Because on collision course, they up there, they can see, they can understand. So all this is what nature is. Existence is living. So when your energy level, which is your mindfulness awareness, it has higher intelligence and is pure awareness, which is way beyond thought. That's why it is the nature that is responsible for the arising of the mundane mind. The thinking, the thought, the mundane mind is a product of that nature. That's why that nature awareness can see thought, but thought cannot see awareness. Just like thought is the one that is responsible for the creation of all these external forms. So thought can see form. Form cannot see thought. Understand? We are higher intelligent. But this is a product of thought. All of the universe, like the Surangama Sutta say, the continent, the planet, the form that you see within the phenomenal world. They are the product of thought. Their thought is energy. And now the scientists know all these elements, solid form, they are trapped energy. You understand not? Einstein's special equation. What is that equation? E equals to Mong Cha Cha. Sure can remember. Understand not? Energy is equals to
mc squared.
No, you know what is c? Speed of light. No. And you know how fast is speed of light? The square of it. No, your mass times the square of the speed of light. How much energy released? That's why they have nuclear bomb and all those things. No, because of this understanding. And this is energy. Thought is energy, right? Consciousness, trap energy. That egoic. That's why they go and create all those things, the scientists. If they have Dhamma, they will create all this. Understand? Because they know how to use thought. But all this selfish, got different reason one. That's why they help them to do research, and when you're successful, you're very well paid. Understand? But the consequence of it, how he destroyed humanity and whatever environment, you don't care. Understand? So because of all this, our planet, our world is having problem. That's why everywhere having problem. But the consciousness, actually, there is some hope. My nature can feel we are actually progressing, but very slow. Not enough of the numbers that have the Dhamma. If you have the 1% have Dhamma, the whole thing reverse. Yeah. All the thought based on all gone. All awareness based on come out. Understand not? When science progress means what? A lot of knowledge, thought based activity. Understand not? That's why our emphasis for the last few decades is what? All the scientific thing, understand not? All the gazette that you come to play around and like very impressive and very interesting is what? All technology, understand not? Scientific, thought based. But spiritual, how many can you see? A lot claim to be spiritual, understand not? But how many has the real understanding, the awareness based on? I can tell you, among all the so-called spiritual people, don't need to say Buddhist, 99% is thought-based. You understand? Among all these practitioners, at least 99 or 99.9999 are thought-based. Awareness-based, very difficult to find. Okay? So you should thank your own good karma when you can receive this. And I saw quite a number of you can lie down and didn't snore already. It's a good sign. You can lie down, relax, maintain awareness. But maybe the awareness haven't stable. But some already very stable. They are doing it already. So don't worry. As long as you have faith, sincerity, persevere, or diligence, understand not? The way will be there. The path will be there. Then Dhamma will unfold. Then everywhere you walk on that power, spiritual treasure everywhere, you know. Evil power of merit enough already will take you to the destination already, understand? No? So worry, someone worry, what if I don't make it this window or this, for what? That one is the thought tell you, understand? No? Trust your nature. Sincerely cultivate, then take care of karma, follow the advice of the Buddha. That is more important. Why go and strive and compete and get yourself killed inside here? Understand? You ask him and see. He, because of karmic, last time, he met the lawyer, no, the corporate lawyer, no, terrible guy. No. He came to my house, he said, so until this type of people also I have to confront. No. You ask him. If he got time, maybe let him share. Then after that, the problem resolved. Yeah? I teach him how to go about apply Noble Eightfold Path, ask for forgiveness. Count him. Finally, the lawyer also end up quite friendly. But because he got his interest met, understand? He asked for a big cut, understand? So all this is what existence is all about. Okay?